Track 3.34.
There aren't any road signs in the sky yet, but just like in Back to the Future 2, flying cars are real. The Terrafugia Transition is a car which can fly for 800 kilometres at a speed of 185 kilometres an hour. It has two seats and wings that fold up, so it can be driven on a road too. But it isn't cheap. It costs about €220,000. And to fly the Terrafugia, you have to have a pilot's license. People who have seen AI might be happy to hear that no one can make robots that love their human owner yet. But scientists are trying to make friendly robots. One example is Kirobo, a Japanese robot that was designed as a friend for astronauts. Kirobo goes with the astronauts into space. It recognizes their faces and says hello in Japanese when it sees them. It also gives them messages from people on Earth. You might not know it, but there are already many cyborgs. Doctors give people robotic hands and arms every week, and these days Iron Man suits are also available. Well, almost. In Japan, Cyberdyne have created a suit which allows people who can't use their legs to stand, walk, and climb stairs. The suit also makes the person who wears it 5 to 10 times stronger. At the moment, the suit is produced for use in hospitals, but Cyberdyne also want it to be used by rescue workers to lift heavy objects and get to injured or trapped people more quickly after an accident or disaster. In the United States, the Memphis Police Department is trying to predict the future, just like in the film Minority Report. They don't have psychics, but they do have a computer program called Blue Crush. The program can't tell the police exactly who will break the law, but it can tell the police where it might happen and even what kind of crime it might be. Crime has gone down by 30% since they started using the program. The Japanese company NEC has invented billboards which are similar to the ones in Minority Report. The billboards know how old you are and if you are male or female. And when you look at one, it chooses an advert for something it thinks you will like. It also records how long you look at the advert and how close you stand. This measures your interest in the advert. The billboards are already used in train stations in Tokyo.